What do footballer Michael Tuck, musician Nick Cave, and Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi have in common? They all have beards. And they all feature in a new exhibition called Father Figures, which opened in Bendigo on the weekend. Castlemaine artist Clayton Tremlett has put together images of bearded men who've been major influences in his life. And he's done this in the form of collector football cards. It all is very intriguing, isn't it? ABC Central Victoria's Joe Prince went to the opening of this exhibition, and as well as no doubt enjoying the free food and perhaps a vino or two, she asked Clayton if it was fair to say he was a little obsessed with beards.
That's very much the case. I started researching the history of Castlemaine about a year and a half ago, and I was struck by the idea of looking at photographs that most men in Victorian times had beards, and from there I realised my father had a beard in later life, and then I looked at all my role models and a significant number had beards. So as you can see, it's not great for radio, but I'm sporting a pretty healthy beard at the moment, and I've grown that for my kids so that my kids can see me as a father figure with a beard. They've had a lot of joy in looking at the 33 final images that I've produced, and particularly like Obi-Wan Kenobi, that's one of their favourites.
I was going to say, as I was moving along, I had a different favourite every time, but Obi-Wan Kenobi does reach, you know, into that childhood fantasy, I guess, of everybody who loves Star Wars. But I also love the ones that have most of them are black and white, but there are some with colours, silvers and golds. I do love the Tom Waits with the silver behind him too.
Yeah, there's five silver-leafed images, and Tom Waits is very much up there as an important player. I've set up the group of 33 bearded men, more or less like a football team, and Tom Waits is a pretty star player for his influence on my life, particularly his notion of roaming around, looking at different environments and different peoples and commenting on life from various perspectives.
And you've chosen them from all different fields, like music with Tom Waits, but also St. Nicholas, and a few artists are in there as well.
Yes, a few artists are in there, depending on their influence on me at particular times. Early on in art school, Kandinsky was a very big influence, but then moving to someone like Ian Fairweather, an Australian painter who had enormous influence, partly because of the romantic side of him, where he lived on Bribie Island by himself and painted works and more or less painted on things that washed up on the beach. That sort of nomad life attracts me and has at times.
Now, the style of the cards is lino cuts. Can you tell me a little bit about that process?
Lino cut is a process that came about more or less in the 1920s. It became cheaper to use lino, which is literally at that time a flooring material, than wood. Wood cut being the older style of printmaking. And back to Albert Durer there with those beautiful wood engravings of his. He gets a Guernsey in my exhibition. Lino cut's a very simple process where it's a soft material to carve and print, and I use a bookbinding press, a small bookbinding press, so it's all handmade.
So when people are looking at the images and it looks like kind of a shadow or silhouette of each individual, you've actually hand cut in those facial creases and actually the beards as well?
Yeah, I've used computer technology to simplify the images overall, and then print released prints onto lino cut and then carved them using a scalpel. So the line quality is very, very harsh. Ironically, my father was a leather carver, and as I'm getting older now, I'm realising we're using almost identical techniques, leather and lino, not particularly different. So it's got a strange connection.
Now, every boy and girl who collected a set of footy cards when they were a kid had their favourites. Is there a particular one in this collection that you'd have to say is the star card for you to collect?
I haven't considered that, to be honest, so I couldn't give you an outright answer. A lot have just flicked through my brain while you've asked that question, but I couldn't say one in particular. Ned Kelly didn't make it into the set, ironically. I made three versions of Ned Kelly, but he didn't eventually make it because I wasn't happy with the image of him as much as anything.
What do you imagine the sets of cards will end up?
Well, like all art, you can't predict where it goes. It depends on the people that like them. It's meant to be, in its own way, a little bit humorous. It represents a lot about who I am from the various perspectives of people. They are made as a set, but you know, it's not necessarily made for sale. It's made for the enjoyment of making a card set, reliving my early days of collecting cards, and my children collect Pokemon or all sorts of cards now. So that aspect of childhood doesn't really die. It's just the father figures or hero images change from generation to generation.
That's Castlemaine artist Clayton Tremlett. Sounds like a wacky exhibition. It's called Father Figures, Men with Beards, minus Ned Kelly. Exhibition runs until February the 28th at the La Trobe Visual Arts Centre on View Street in Bendigo. They're open Wednesday to Sunday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. So get along and have a look at Father Figures, Men with Beards, as football cards.